his second opportunity this weekend after, you know, getting his feet wet last Saturday.
Well, he got off to a really fine start, I thought. He played a real good game for us Saturday night. You know, Reggie's one of those guys that, you know, this is his second year being here, you know, in the practice squad, and, you know, he's a pro. You know, he comes in here every day and gives you a good day's work. He never changes. You know, he runs all the service teams on the practice field. And, you know, when he's had his opportunities, and I go back to the, you know, he played well in the preseason. And so you like to see guys like that be able to, when they get their opportunity, to go out and have the success that he had, you know, Saturday night.
Mistaken, that might be one of the longest, if not the longest, you've been in one place. Do you think you'll be back next year?
Well, my plans are from week to week in this business. You learn that, you know, after 32 years in the league. So, you know, my plans right now is to try to get the guys ready to go win a game, you know, against the Lions. And one thing I've learned, okay, you know, through a long career is, you don't expend any time in this business concerning yourself with things that you don't have any control over, you know. So, you know, you put the blinders on, you go to work, you try to be consistent in the way you do things and try to get guys ready to play, you know. I was proud of the way the guys played, you know, with the effort and everything that they played with. You know, to me, when you get to this point in the year, I think those things are extremely important. You know, since I've been here, we haven't been in this situation. So my challenge to these guys, all right, is you have to be a really good finisher. And, you know, I thought the effort and the play style and what the guys did Saturday night, you know, was exactly what you want.
How encouraging of a sign is that when you see, I mean, guys like Kenny Clark, and, I mean, playing with the kind of effort that, you know, maybe some teams don't.
Well, you know, I think it exemplifies the character of your team. And, you know, to me, in this business, if you aren't playing with the kind of effort and intensity and that, it jumps right out at you. And so, to me, that's the challenge. That's the challenge of everybody. Every time you step on that field, you've got a standard to withhold and uphold. And again, you give in a little bit, it shows up a lot in this business.
What can guys like Vince Beagle and Latrevious Adams learn from what Kenny Clark did from 1 year to year two to make that big jump? What do you think was the...
Yeah, I think with a lot of young guys, you see a good jump from year one to year two. You know, they understand now, they've been, you know, in meetings on the practice field, you know, been through the routine, and you know, normally if they take a professional approach and pay attention to detail and work at their craft, that you see them improve. And, you know, Kenny's a great example of that. Obviously, Kenny's got very good physical ability, but, you know, he's all business when he's in here. You know, he's been able to stay healthy for the most part. You know, he had a little stretch there. But, you know, guys like that get better. And you're seeing Kenny play some of, you know, his best football, you know, right now. And to me, that's, you know, that's what you want. You want your young guys to see that. You want your young guys to see, you know, Reggie Gilbert gets an opportunity and goes out and has a good performance. So it sends a message, okay, in terms of it's the right, you know, right way to do things.
Thomas, how have you given you the same contribution and reliability that he did last season, or is there anything different about his play this year?
Well, you probably haven't seen as many splash plays, you know. Out of Haw, you know, as he saw a year ago. Obviously, he made the Pro Bowl a year ago, so, you know, that jumped out at everybody. And, you know, I thought, you know, he really took a big step, you know, from year one to year two and, you know, made a lot of improvement. And, you know, I think probably, you know, like we have been on defense, okay, you know, we just haven't been as consistent, you know, and I'm sure that Haw would like to, you know, he had a really good play in terms of the coverage element of their Saturday night. And Keenan threw him the ball, okay, and we didn't come up with the ball. But those are the kind of things, you know, play two or three like that during the course of the year can change things. And, you know, you get so many opportunities, and when you get those opportunities, you got to convert them, you know.
Tom, you know, Ron was in here earlier, and I don't think any of us are trying to push you out the door around here, but we do hear the way fans react, et cetera, et cetera. And Ron's been through it a couple of times. You've obviously I don't want to ask if it gets easier as you've done this longer, but he kind of said you accept that it's the uncertainty and losing your job is part of the deal. Do you reach that point when you've been through what you've been through, or?
You know, as I stated earlier, Jason, that if you get caught up in all that, then you have no chance, I think, because you're talking about something you have no control over. You know, what we do have control over, and I talk with the players about this. You know, I mean, you know, our job is to get ready to play each week and go out and perform at a high level. And so I think if you talk with any of the players, all right, that, you know, one thing I've always believed in terms of consistency and focusing on the things that you have control over. And if you don't do that in this business, then I think you're in trouble.
When you look at the last several years, I mean, that 14 defense, the second half of the season, you were as good as anybody in the league. You dealt with some injuries. What do you think's kept you from being the level of defense that you've had here in the past and the level that you expect your guys to be at?
Yeah, there's so many variables, you know, that go into that. I mean, I look at games this year where we played exactly the way you want to play. The opener against Seattle, I thought, was a very good game. You know, I thought our game out here against the Ravens, you know, we were in the playoff battle. I thought that was a very good game. I thought our game Saturday night was a very good defensive game. So those are examples, okay, of the way you want to do it, you know. And you know, we just haven't been as consistent, you know, in some other games that we needed to be. And for many different reasons, you know.
Can you ever have enough cornerbacks? I mean, if you were to have everybody back next year, would you want even more cornerbacks? Is that just...
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, now you look at certain teams, all right, and this time of the year, the teams that are able to stay healthy, I looked at the Minnesota defense there, you know, Saturday night, all right, and it's pretty much intact from... You know, what we saw, you know, earlier in the year. You know, I mean, you looked at our defense Saturday night, a lot of different faces out there, you know. So, but that's the nature of the game, and you've got to be ready to work your way through those things. I mean, we've talked in here from training camp when we were moving guys around, okay, to a bunch of different positions, and, you know, and you just got to be ready to go, you know, and because you can't, you've got to try to adjust what you're doing, okay, to the guys that are going to be on the field. And that was one of the most rewarding things to me about Saturday night, the way those guys played, because we had a lot of new guys out there that had to go out and perform against, you know, a team that's, you know, a top 10 offensive team.
The years that maybe the Texans or the Panthers were out of the playoffs late, how did you use that time, and what were the benefits that you saw going into your next year when you saw, I mean, this year's equivalent would be Reggie Gilbert and Lindsey Pipkins and those guys. What's the value in seeing what those guys can do late in the season in games that count?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in that in terms of those guys' experience and with the bright lights on, the speed of the game, going out and competing against, you know, top-flight players. And so I think the experience they gain can certainly aid them, you know, heading into the next year. So, you know, with expansion teams, you've got a lot of that going on. So, because, you know, you're in your early phases. So, but you know, we've got a number of guys that, and you know, we've got some of our veterans, all right, that I think are playing their best. You know, some young veterans that are playing their best right now. So I think that's got to be a real bonus for them, you know, in terms of heading into next year, you know, the experience they gain.